A very good evening to you all, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. So we thank our Heavenly Father, and we thank our Lord Jesus Christ for giving us yet another day in our life to prove our faithfulness to Him. So last few weeks, we studied very important things about God's divine plan, you see, and we studied about the three worlds, the secret about the first world, the second world, and the third world. And today we're going to see a very important subject in the Bible, you see, and that is based on our verse which our Lord Jesus told. So let us read that verse in Matthew 7, chapter 13 and 14. Matthew 7, chapter 13 and 14.
Enter ye in. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Stephen, very clear. Please read.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
See, here Jesus tells about two ways. You see, there is a, you see, broad way and there is a narrow way. So Jesus here tells about two ways. And what does he say? He tells, enter you into the straight gate. That means narrow gate. Why? Because wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are going in that one. But you see, why they're going? Because the narrow way is gate is very narrow, and the way itself is very narrow, and only few are able to find it. So this way, when a man has to choose, so generally there are many thoughts regarding this one. But some people think that as soon as a man dies, his soul will be going to heaven. And on the way, he will be having two ways. You see, he has to choose either way, the broad way or the narrow way. And many people, all the dead souls, all the worldly people will be going in the broad way. But only few people will choose the narrow way that leads to heaven, or else they will go to hell. That's what generally the people think, the broad way leads to hell. And the narrow way leads to heaven. But have you clearly observed this verse? Does this verse tell that the broad way goes to, you see, hell? And the narrow way goes to heaven? Let us read that verse again, brother. Please, brother. Brother, please read that verse again. 7, chapter 13 and 14.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
You see, what did Jesus say? The broad way leads to destruction and not hell. It doesn't say that it goes to hell, but it says it goes to destruction. And the narrow way, it says it narrow way goes to life. It leads to life, not that it goes to hell or heaven. So what is this destruction which the broad way leads to? And what is this life which the narrow way leads to, dear brethren? See, the end of this broad way is destruction. So which is this destruction which a man suffers at the end of his life? Is it a financial disaster? Or else is it the accident, you see, that happens in his life where he meets with so many accidents? Or else is it an exam failure? Or is it a very, you see, aged infirmities that the man faces? Or is it a sudden sickness that comes in the life? Which destruction is the broad way speaking If you see the Budhran, it says the Broadway leads to destruction. That means the end of the Broadway is destruction. So which is the destruction which a man faces at the end of his life? If you see, it is none of this, but it is death which includes everything. So the Broadway actually goes to death. You see, that is the destruction which actually Jesus was speaking of. Is it given in the Bible? Yes. Let us read Proverbs 14:12. Proverbs 14:12. Emmanuel brother or Abhishek brother?
Yeah. I will read Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
See, there is a way that seemeth right to man. You see, there is a way that is very pleasant and correct in the sight of man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You see, that's what the world ways are. You see, the so many people tell, no, enjoy your life, make it sweet. You see, it is like ice cream, enjoy it before it melts. You see, the way of enjoyment, the way of pleasure, the way of selfishness, the way of joy, that is the way of Broadway going to destruction. So who was the one who inaugurated this Broadway? If you see, it was our father Adam, who first sinned against God, and who, you see, inaugurated that Broadway. He was the first person to cut the ribbon and come inside the Broadway. You see, dear brethren, so Adam, once he entered the Broadway, it took him nearly 930 years to complete that path of the Broadway. But today, the Broadway has become so smooth, you see, that within a very short span of life, of nearly 50 years, 60 years, some even for 30 years, they reach the end of the Broadway. That is death. And why? What is the reason for it? The reason for it is sin, dear brethren. The sin, you see, that actually leads man, you see, into the path of this death. That is sin. Okay. Now, what is the meaning of sin in the Bible? You see, what does the Bible say? You see, what is the meaning of sin? Some people even don't know the meaning of sin. You see, one person even asked me, brother, what is sin? Being a Christian, we should be aware of sin. What is sin? You see, all unrighteousness. Everything against the will of God is sin. Let us read 1 John 5:17. 1 John 5:17. Vivek Shankar brother, can you read 1 John 5:17? Vivek brother? Okay, Abhishek brother, can you read 1 John 5:17?
All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto the death.
See, all unrighteousness is sin. Everything, you see, everything is sin. And when Adam sinned, you see, God condemned the whole world to death in Adam. We are all condemned to death because of our father Adam, dear brethren. You see, the Bible says that through one man, sin entered into the world, and death because of the sin. And this death passed upon everybody. God condemned everybody to death because God knew as Adam has sinned. Similarly, the whole mankind will also sin. Hence, the entire mankind are condemned to death. Read Romans 5:12. Romans 5:12. Stephen, brother, can you read Romans 5:12?
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned.
See, whereby by one man sin entered the world. Not by every man, that everybody has sinned, no? Not of individual sin. It's a sin of the father Adam that we are all dying, dear brethren. Therefore, you see, in today's scale of justice, if you put sin, there's a different, you see, scale of justice. You see, in the court, they won't give the same penalty for a person who was stolen or killed an elephant. And the same penalty for a person who has stolen a few groundnuts. It varies, you see, depending upon the magnitude of sin. But in God's sight, let it be simple, let it be big sin, or let it be small sin, everything is the same in God's justice. Sin is sin. There is no variation in the sight of God at all, dear brethren. You see, and like, for example, lies. You see, telling lies. Telling lies is also sin. Now, can we tell lies? Should we tell lies? If you see, no. Because lies also is a sin. Now, why? Because Bible says the devil is the founder of lies. Let us read John 8:44. John 8:44. Who can read? Emmanuel brother, can you read?
Okay, I'm reading it. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
He is a liar and father of it. So the Bible says the Satan is the founder of lies. He is the father of lies. He is the one who invented lies. Because in Garden of Eden, he was the one who told the first lie. Therefore, the Bible says that he is the father of lies. See, if we tell lies, then it is like sinning against God. You know, the first lie told was by himself. He deceived Eve. Mother Eve to eat the forbidden fruit. And today, if you see, average, a man speaks nearly 250 lies. You may wonder, brother, how is it possible, brother? How can he speak 250 lies per day? Yes, you see, when doing business, they speak lies. Oh, sir, please reduce this. What they would tell? They would tell, no, this is very expensive item. This is an imported item. This is an export item. I bought only for you. I can't reduce the rates. You see, I'm having just only 2 rupees margin, only 10 rupees margin. You see, all these things are lies. Even if you go for a market to purchase any vegetables, you see, they will tell this tomato is 20 rupees. What would the woman tell? They will tell immediately, no. How come 20 rupees? 20 rupees is very expensive. See, your neighbor is giving for 15 rupees, 10 rupees. You also give. You see, that's also a lie, dear brethren. You see, and while feeding a kid, what does the mother tell to the kid? Oh, eat, or else what will happen? Police will come and catch you. I'm making the police as a thief. You see, and you're having food. If somebody comes into the house, you see, when we invite them to the food, what would they tell? They would tell, no, I just had my food. Oh, my stomach is full. That's all the lies. Even case if they eat also, what would they tell? Oh, this food is so delicious. I have never had such a food. You see, dear brother, these type of lies is lie. Let it be anything. You see, and the knowledge of sin in earlier days was actually attained at more than nearly 30 years age. But today, everybody has the knowledge of sin. Like, for example, you see, the children, while they are going to school and college itself, they booze and fag and everything. You see? So they have all these bad habits with them. You see? And they drink. You see? And especially now it's become a status quo of the society that the parents drink with the children and think that this is a status. You see? It's a dignified family if they're doing all these things publicly. You see? Earlier days, the thought of marriage used to be at around nearly after 30 years. But now what has happened? Now only in the teenage only they would have started. That's the reason government has put a limit of 21 years and 18 years. So this Broadway, because of these types of sin, has become very smooth. And the entire mankind are walking that path because of the sin of Adam. After Adam sinned, after nearly 2000 years, God gave the law through Moses. And that was a way of escape from this broad way. And if anybody kept the law perfectly without even breaking one of the laws, they could continually live in this earth. Let us read Leviticus 18:5. Leviticus 18:5. Abhishek brother, can you read? Abhishek brother.
You shall therefore keep my status and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord.
You see, if you keep my status, I am a judgment, sir. You see, a man that keeps it shall live by it. You see, but unfortunately, none of the Jewish people could keep the law. You see, because they were all perfect, they were all sinners. Hence, law was a failure. This escape of the law from the broad way was a failure. You see, read Romans 3:20. Romans 3:20. Raj brother, would you like to read Romans 3:20?
Yes, brother. Hello. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh to justify in this sight of our sight, for by the law is the knowledge of him sin.
Thank you, brother. See, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. You see, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Hence, none were justified by the deeds of the law. All were condemned. Dear brethren, therefore, Apostle Paul tells in Galatians 2:21 that if righteousness was supposed to come by the Lord, then the death of Christ was vain. So, if Christ has died for us, that is a clear proof that none of the mankind could have escaped, death and attained eternal life through the law. Therefore, dear brethren, when there was no other way, God sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross to open a way of escape from this broad way. Which is that way? Let us read Hebrews 10:20. Hebrews 10:20. Thomas brother, would you like to read? Can you read Hebrews 10:20? Okay. Stephen brother, can you read?
By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
See, Jesus has opened a new and a living way. Where did the narrow way go? Narrow way goes to life. So this is the new and the living way which Jesus opened by his flesh. That is the veil. We all remember, you see, when Jesus died on the cross, what happened? The veil to the temple was wide open. It cut open from the top to the bottom. You see, that is the way, the access to the heavenly salvation was opened by our Lord Jesus Christ. Hence, Jesus said, enter into the straight gate. You see, because narrow is the way which lead it to life, and few be there that find it. Now, have you ever wondered, why is the way open so narrow? You see, while the way for destruction is very broad, everybody are going, but the way for eternal life is open so narrow that even not everybody can find it, it seems. Why is it? Why did God create such a way? Like, for example, imagine the express highway we have all over the world. How do the government prepare the express highway where everybody are walking? You see, do they make it in a very small way? You see? No. You see, they make it in a very broad way so that everybody can walk it and move fastly, comfortably, and have life. You see? But how is the way which is inside the villages? The foot trodden path where only few people are going. You see, it is a very difficult path. Then God could have opened a broad way, no, while going for life, so that everybody could have walked, no? It would have been better, no? You see, instead of opening a narrow way for life, he could have opened a broad way for life and narrow way for destruction, so that only few can go. But why God did not do like this. To understand this one, we should understand where does the narrow way go. The Bible says that narrow way goes to life. Now, what is this life? If we get the answer for this, what is the meaning of life that leads in Matthew 7:13-14, the narrow way leads to life. Which is this life? We find out, we will get the answer to our questions. Okay. Life means, see, God has created various levels of creation. God has created mankind on the fleshly creation. And below mankind, below human beings, there are animals, you see, who are created a little bit, you see, lower than human beings. They also have life. And below this one, if you go, we have the vegetation, the trees, the plants. You see, they also have life. All these are life. And if you go above on the spiritual realm, there are angels who are high above than mankind. They also have got life. And still high, if you go, there are archangels also. But above all, you see, there is God. He is the source of all this life. He is the fountain of life, Devdrena. You see, he is the one who gives life to everybody. Life example, the sun is there. When the sunlight falls upon a brick or a plant or any other things, it reflects the same light, you see, but not the same quantum, not the same exact, you see, light of the sun, but it reflects its characters. Like brick can reflect only the character of a brick. It can't reflect the character of a sunlight. But if the same sunlight falls upon a diamond, the diamond will sparkle in such a way that the diamond itself is like a beautiful light. You see, but does it mean that a diamond has its own light? No. The source of light is the sun. That is a very, very important thing. So similarly, the source of life, the main life, the fountain of life is, you see, the one and supreme God. When Jesus said about the narrow way that leads to life, which life was he saying? Was he speaking about the angelic life or archangelic life? No, he was speaking about the life which God himself is having. The nature which God himself is having, the divine nature, the immortality nature. Jesus was the first one who inaugurated this narrow way and walked in this narrow way and achieved this divine nature of immortality. So Jesus did not have immortality when he came and died on the cross. If he had, how could he die on the cross? Immortality, the word immortality means no death. When Jesus, you see, came and died on the cross, it means that he did not have immortality. But when did God give him immortality? Only after his resurrection. So Jesus clearly says this one when he was alive. Let us read John 5:26. John 5:26. Vivek brother, can you read John 5:26?
Vivek sir, apne screen mein chha, screen mein error padhne bhaye pani huncha ke
okay. Ashish brother, can you read?
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
See, as the Father is having life within himself, so has he given the Son to have life in himself. And when did Jesus achieve this one, dear brethren? Jesus achieved this one after proving faithfulness to God until the death on the cross. After his death on the cross, Jesus was resurrected to this divine nature of immortality. Read Revelation 1:18. Abhishek brother, can you read Revelation 1:18? Abhishek brother, you there? Okay, Emmanuel brother, can you read Revelation 1:18?
Revelation 1:18. I am he that lived and was dead, and behold, I am alive for everyone. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
See, I am he that liveth and was dead. He was dead. But now I am alive forevermore. That means he has the power of immortality. Jesus can die no more. So as Jesus was the one, you see, who attained that one, first one. Now, God has told that the same opportunity will be given to us. If we are faithful, if we walk in the same narrow path and follow the footsteps of Jesus, the same reward which Jesus got will be given to us also. Therefore, Jesus is our example. 1 Peter 2:21. Stephen, brother, can you read 1 Peter 2:21?
For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps.
That we should follow his footsteps. So Jesus is our example. Okay. If we are faithful, you see, God will give us the same nature as himself. Let us read, you see, Revelation 3:21. Revelation 3:21. Abhishek, brother, you're there? Okay. Thomas, brother, can you read? Are you there? Kishore, brother? Okay. Emmanuel, brother, please read Revelation 3:21.
Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne.
See? Jesus has promised to whom? He who overcomes, even as I overcame, I'll give him the opportunity to sit down with my Father in his throne. This is how Jesus sat on the throne, by overcoming. Therefore, dear brethren, in our life, there will be a lot of obstacles, lot of problems, lot of trials, lot of persecutions. We need to fight all these things. We need to overcome all these things. Then only we are eligible to sit on the throne. Read Romans 2:7. Raj brother, can you read Romans 2:7?
To them who by patience continues in the well-doing, seek for the glory and the honor and immortality, eternal life.
See? To whom? Who by patience continues in well-doing, seek for glory, honor and immortality. So those people who continually do good until the end, they will get this immortality and eternal life. Let us read 2 Peter 1:4. 2 Peter 1:4. Thomas, brother, can you read 2 Peter 1:4? Stephen, brother, can you read 2 Peter 1:4?
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Thank you, brother. So, that you may be partakers of the divine nature. See, that is the reason God has given so many promises in the Bible, that we may overcome and attain and sit on the same throne. Hence, just imagine to be like God, to sit along with him on the same throne. Is it so easy? No, dear brethren. It is not such an easy position that God can give it to any layman. It's a very precious thing. Hence, to be like God. Imagine, can this opportunity be given to everybody in this world? You see, are everybody really faithful to God? No. Hence, this way is made very narrow. Hence, there are a lot of trials on this narrow way. Why? So that they may struggle. In the struggle, they may prove faithfulness to God, dear brethren. Hence, the Bible says that it is not a very easy path to go to heaven. Let us read Acts 14:22. Emmanuel, brother, can you read Acts 14:22?
Okay, Acts 14:22. Confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God.
See, that we through much tribulation should enter into the kingdom of God. Tribulation. We can't enter into the kingdom of God and better froze asleep. So tribulation is there. The trials are there. The testings are there. Therefore, Jesus said, you shall have tribulation. Not that you might have, you may have. No. He said, you will have and you shall have. Read John 16:33. John 16:33. Raj Brother, can you read John 16:33?
The things I have spoken into you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
See, but ye have good cheer. I have overcome the world. In this world you shall have tribulation. You shall means it is a condition. You definitely there will be tribulation, sir. So, yeah, but don't worry. Jesus said, I have overcome, I will help you to overcome. The special thing about this one is that whenever we have trials, God will definitely open us a way for escape. 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Stephen Brother, can you read 1 Corinthians 10:13?
There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that.
Okay, thank you. So, there are not temptation which is not common to man. So, whatever temptations we get is very common to man only. But God is faithful. He would not allow us to be tempted beyond our measure. But as the temptation comes, He will help us and shows a way to escape and help us to sustain it. That is the God's grace which God has given us. Therefore, dear brethren, in all this tribulation, we should rejoice. Why? Because if we are faithful to God until our death, then God will give us the divine nature. So, in this divine nature, what will the church class do? If you see, the faithful church, war on the divine nature, will rule with our Lord for 1,000 years. Read Revelation 20, verse 6. Abhishek Brother, can you read Revelation chapter 20, verse 6? Abhishek Brother, you there? Okay, Emmanuel Brother, can you read Revelation 20, verse 6?
Revelation 26. Blessed and holy is the death hath part in the first resurrection, and such the second death hath no power. But they shall be freed of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
You see, blessed and holy is he that partaketh in the first resurrection. And says there is no power of second death. You see, that means they can't die at all. They shall be priest. You see, and king with Christ. And they shall rule with Christ for 1,000 years. And that is the opportunity which God has promised to the faithful church. How will they be resurrected? The Bible says, you see, they will be in the same way as Jesus was. And how was Jesus? That example is given to us in the Bible, when Apostle Paul, when he was Saul, on the way to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him. How would Jesus appear? He was brighter than the sun at the noonday. In such brightness, in such glory, you see, God will give us that divine nature. Okay, when Jesus returns the second advent, the first thing he will do is that once the church is complete, he will close this narrow way. So once this narrow way is closed, what will happen to the rest of the mankind? Because we just now saw everybody walking on the broad way. But it's only few people who come out of it by walking on the narrow way. And what about the rest of the people? As God made no plan for them. You see, is there no plan for them? Yes, surely God must have made a plan for them also. What is that plan? The Bible says that Jesus is the true light that lighted every man that come into the world. The Bible says that Jesus is the world savior. The Bible says there is no other salvation given under heaven than in the name of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist said, beholding Jesus Christ, he said, behold the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sins of the whole world. The Bible says, you see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everybody might be saved. If so many verses are there like this in the Bible, then what is the plan which God has made for the whole world? Yes, dear brethren, there is one more way. With Jesus at his second advent, when he comes, he will close the narrow way, but after it, he will open another way. Which is that way? That way in the Bible is called as highway. What is it called as? Highway. It is called as the highway of holiness. Let us read Isaiah 35:8. Thomas, brother, can you read Isaiah 35:8? Would you like to read?
And then the highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, through fools shall not err there.
Very good, brother. See, a highway shall be there, a way, it shall be called a way of holiness. That way is called the way of holiness, it seems. Dear brethren, and it shall be for the wayfaring men, everybody, even the fools shall not make a mistake, it seems. Now, who is the fool in the Bible? You see, the fool in the Bible is the person who doesn't believe in God. Psalms 14:1. Psalms 14:1. Abhishek brother, you there? Abhishek brother. Okay, Emmanuel brother, can you read Psalms 14:1?
Psalms 14:1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God.
You see, they are corrupt. The fool has, continue.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doth good.
See, the fool has said there is no God. Seeing all his creation, who can tell there is no God, dear brethren? But there are people who say there's no God. But in the 1,000 years, when Jesus returns the second coming, he's going to rule on this earth for 1,000 years. The way on the path of God is a highway. It will be so clear that even the fool can't say that there is no God. He has to accept that there is a God. You see? And how will it be? Read Isaiah 35:9. Isaiah 35:9. Thomas, brother, please continue. Isaiah 35:9.
No land shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up to thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
See, no lion shall be there on the highway. No ravenous beast shall be found, but it shall be for the redeemed ones. Now, what is the meaning of this lion? Lion is not there, it seems, sir. What is this lion? So, in Christ's kingdom, in the 1,000 years, there won't be any lion? Let us read about lion in Isaiah 11:6-9. Stephen, brother, can you read Isaiah 11:6-9? Stephen, brother, you there?
Okay. No lion shall be there, nor any raven shall go up.
Stephen, brother. Isaiah 11 chapter verses 6 to 9.
11. Could somebody else read it? I have to open it up.
Yeah. Or else, Emmanuel brother, you have the Bible open with you. Can you read?
Okay, I'll read it. Isaiah 11:6-9. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion are, and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. The young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox.
The lion infant will shall eat what?
Straw.
Straw like an ox. This is going to happen in Christ's kingdom. So in Christ's kingdom, lion will be there. Continue with that.
Verse 8. The infant will play near the cobra's den. and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all the holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea.
The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Is it filled now? Does everybody know about Christ? No. It is not filled with the knowledge of the Lord. None shall hurt or harm in my holy mountain. Everybody there, you see, destruction, harm, problem, hurting only. But when Christ comes, he is going to rule for these 1,000 years and open this highway. When he opens the highway, no lion shall be there, it seems. This is not the literal lion, because literal lion will be there. It will be pure vegetarian. Remember the class of the first world? When Adam was there, along with Adam, all the first world before the flood, the animals were eating what? Pure vegetarian. The same thing will continue in Christ's kingdom. So lion will be there, it will eat straw. Then which is the lion that is not there in the highway? You know, our adversary is also called as lion in the Bible. Let us read 1 Peter 5:8. 1 Peter 5:8. Stephen, brother, can you read 1 Peter 5:8?
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour.
You see? Be very careful. Your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. When Christ comes, Satan will be bound. He shall bound Satan for 1,000 years. Read Revelation 20, verse 2. Who can read? Revelation chapter 20, verse 2. Revelation chapter 20, verse 2. Who can open the Bible and read?
Okay, I will read it. Revelation chapter 20, verse 2. He sees the dragon and the ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
Bound him 1,000 years. So, the lion is bound. The lion is not there. Okay. If the lion is the devil, Satan means, what is the meaning of the ravenous beast? The ravenous beast or this disco, club, bar, entertainment. You see, the wine store, the malls, the cinema theaters. All these are devouring youngsters. Just like that. In Christ's kingdom, all these things will cease to exist, which draws away mankind away from God. All these things shall not be there at all. Then who will walk in that highway? Read Isaiah 35:10. Isaiah 35:10. Stephen, brother, can you read Isaiah 35:10?
And the ransomed of the Lord shall return. Song everlasting upon the hearts.
Brother, there is some disturbance in your network. Okay, anybody else can read? Emmanuel, brother? Or Thomas, brother?
Okay, I will read Isaiah 35:10. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to the Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
Very good. Thank you, brother. So, the ransomed of the Lord shall return. Remember the class about ransom? You see, we have taken the ransom subject now. First man, Adam, through whom sin came, and second man, Adam, Lord Jesus Christ, the sin was redeemed. So Jesus paid the ransom for everybody. The entire mankind will walk on the path of a highway. You see, how shall they return from the grave, from the dead condition? They shall return with joy and gladness. You see, everlasting joy upon their head, it seems. So in Christ's kingdom, dear brethren, all the dead people will come back to life. You see, and they will learn the truth. That all the deaf ears shall be opened. All their eyes shall be opened. They shall understand the word of God then. Read Isaiah 29, 18 and 24. Isaiah 29 chapter, verse 18 and 24. Thomas, brother, can you read Isaiah 29, 18? Okay. Raj brother, can you read?
And in that day shall the youth of beard, the world of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. There also that erred in spirit shall come comes to understanding, and they're not, and they're not under that unmuted shall learn doctrines.
The deaf shall hear the words of book. Who are the deaf? There are so many deaf people who don't have ears. They can't listen. In Christ's kingdom, their ears will be opened. And there are other deaf people also who have ears, but they don't want to listen. Even these fools also won't mistake in 1,000 years. All their eyes of understanding, ears of understanding shall be opened. And those who argue also will come to understanding, it seems to me. Why? Because when Satan is bound, everything will be brought up to the normal condition. So hence Christ, when he returns, he shall rule for 1,000 years. Mankind will be brought back from this place of sin, death, the fallen condition, to the condition of perfection. Hence, the 1,000-year rule is given for Christ. Each and every mankind will be brought back to the condition of perfection. Now, how is this highway prepared? Generally, how do the highway is prepared in the world? They take out all the stones, all the boulders, all the trees, everything. All the obstacles will be taken off and the road will be made very flat. Straight, it will be made flat so that they may walk very smoothly, very fastly. You see, this is how Christ is also going to make this express highway. Read Isaiah 62:10. Stephen, brother, can you read? Can you come to a place where there is network and read?
Yeah, I got it now. Go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather up the stone. Lift up the standard for the people.
You see? Go through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Cast up the highway. How do you cast up? Gather out the stones. Lift up the standard for the people. Gather the stones. What are the stones? The stones of stumbling. Today, there are a lot of stones of stumbling. You see, the many, many false beliefs. If a cat goes from this direction to that direction, the work won't happen. But if the same cat comes in the reverse direction, everything will become successful, Mr. Devadran. This is the false understanding. You see, the misconception, the stumbling blocks, which is creating a problem for mankind to walk in the path of God. You see, they believe that if the crow touches them, they are, you see, they become unclean. But Elijah, ate food through the hands of the, you see, the crow. Nothing happened to him. You see, Deep Duran. So, lot of other things, rituals are there. All these things will cease. They shall all be taken out in Christ's kingdom. The lifting of the banner. The lifting of the banner is the banner of the truth. The banner of the truth shall be lifted high in Christ's kingdom. And they shall all come to the understanding of the word of God. Hence, this is the highway. Therefore, dear brethren, in the Bible, there are three ways. You see, first is the broad way where everybody are working. And next is the narrow way. Only few people who are escaping from the broad way are working in the narrow way. But what of the rest of mankind? For them, in Christ's kingdom, in his second advent, 1,000 years rule, a highway shall be opened. Hence, this is the three ways of the Bible. If anybody has got any questions, any doubts, they can ask.